Well, it is 8:40 now, and the agency that manages all of the federal government's office space, the General Services Administration, is taking a novel approach to its own renovated headquarters, trying to lead the way. The GSA is now working in less than half the space that it used to have. Joining us live is Dan Tangerlini. He's administrator of the General Services Administration. Dan, good morning. Great having you with us.
Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
So now your approach here is to look at where the future of working is going to be, with more and more people doing work productively from home. Now that's, you know, smacks like a good idea, but how do we know those people working at home are really getting the job done?
Now that's a really fantastic question. I think it's very important that the supervisor and the employee establish a clear relationship around expectation, and that there's some built-in sense of how you measure accomplishment. But you know what? That happens whether an employee is right in front of you or whether they're working from their home as well. And so that basic responsibility of a supervisor and employee applies no matter where the work is being done.
Now, you have changed the setup over there at the headquarters of GSA. This is your brainchild, so why don't you describe what the change is?
Well, you know, I'm not going to take all the credit for it, but I'll certainly take the blame if there's a problem. this is a project that's been underway for quite some time and was really spearheaded by my predecessor. It involved a Recovery Act-funded renovation of the building. And the idea was, look, can we get more utilization out of the existing building? Given how infrequently, frankly, people are actually sitting with their head down at their desk working, can we ask ourselves, does it make sense for us to ask the taxpayer to pay for that space 100% of the time? Now, we do have people who have that kind of job, who have that kind of work. So analyzing the kind of work that we do, how often we actually use our facilities, we found that we could double the number of people actually in the building by freeing up some of the personal space, making it collective space, and thinking carefully about how people actually use that space. So 80% of the space is what we call hoteling space. People reserve it. We've created zones within the building so people are close to each other who have like kind of work. But it actually is an opportunity for us to take some of the money we spend on space and put it back into program.
That's a good idea. But how are the workers receiving this? Are they embracing it, or do they miss being able to put up 11 pictures of their kids?
Well, I'm sure there are more than a few who miss being able to put up 11 pictures of their kids. But I think they also recognize that what they've gotten now is a more open, light-filled space where there's an opportunity for increased collaboration. We didn't just run into this. We did experiments over several years, and we found that over time, people really do adopt to it and prefer the open space to everyone being locked in their own tight little office. But it takes some time, and it takes some evolution, and there are people who have their concerns, so we're going to be careful and thoughtful about how we implement it so that we don't lose productivity and we don't harm morale.
What about managers? Didn't you get a big fancy office as you came in as administrator?
Well, so the administrator of GSA's office, the traditional one, it's a pretty impressive office. It's bigger than some homes. It's 1,600 square feet.
Wow.
I actually am out in an open area with about 135 square feet, like everyone else, and frankly, you know, I find it much more interactive. I find it much more. It's easier to get information. It's easier to meet more people. It's easier for people to see me and raise issues and problems with me. So
that's fascinating.
The huge office is still there, but we're going to use it for meetings, for events. We're going to take that and turn it into common space rather than personal space.
Nice.
Dan, we're going to want to keep track with you on how this goes and see what you've learned along the way, because I think a lot of us are thinking about this in the various offices in which we work. Thanks so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your interest.
Dan Tangerlini, administrator of the GSA.